Yeah, there you go. That's just a sample of some of the many hits that have put Dolly Parton to global superstardom over the last 40, 50 years indeed. Dolly Parton and the president of Dollywood have given their support to an upcoming fundraising event in the Stoll. Dolly Day, it's a Guinness World Record attempt. It'll take place on June 24th. The aim of the event is to have the largest gathering of people dressed in full Dolly Parton costumes, all in aid of the Kerry Hospice and Comfort for Chemo. And Eugene Nocton is president of Dollywood Company, and he's bringing along some incredible prizes. I spoke to him. Dollywood, of course, is in Tennessee. It's a theme park, a couple of theme parks on one campus that gets around 3 million visitors per year. They're currently undergoing a 10-year, $500 million expansion plan. I'll give you an idea of the size of all of this. And he's coming to the Stoll to take part in Dolly Day. I first asked him when he first heard of the event and why he and Dolly Parton decided to lend their support.
You know, I have a great affection for Ireland. I don't know if you realize it or not, but my dad's father immigrated to the United States from Cork, Ireland. So I've always had a tight connection. And my cousin Lillian introduced me to Cora, who told me about the Dolly Day event, and I just couldn't help but get behind this great idea.
Mm. And so you're looking forward to coming. Tell me, first of all, I suppose for people who wouldn't be aware, I know there's a lot of people who do know about it, but people who wouldn't be aware, tell me a little bit about Dollywood and how it works and the crowds that you get and how it all operates.
It's located in the beautiful Smoky Mountain National Forest in Pigeon Forge, which is in East Tennessee. So it's a really quick drive from Nashville, Tennessee, where I know a lot of international flights from Ireland can get to. And we also have a airport located directly in Knoxville. That's an easy connection from Nashville.
Mm.
And if you can dream of Dollywood being in operation for 39 years, that's when the first partnership between the Hershen brothers, Jack and Pete Hershen, and Dolly Parton happened. In 1986 was the first year that Dollywood operated as a partnership with Dolly Parton. And from then on in, it's been a wildly fun and successful ride. We have a beautiful theme park on our property, as well as a beautiful water park, and we're building out a resort center that will eventually total 5 very deluxe accommodations for people that stay and visit our property. So it's really quite a fun experience for everyone.
Yeah, so this is a theme parks, I should say. It's obviously got Dolly's name in it, but it's much more than about, I suppose, Dolly Parton.
Yeah, it's really unique. It's a unique place. You know, when your boss is Dolly Parton, you can kind of instantly think about it's going to be a little bit more than just a theme park, because she is well known to be a fantastic entertainer. So the entertainment program that we have on our campus is second to none. And it's considered a brand pillar for us. It's very, very important. So it's a great place to go for multi-generational families. I always say, anywhere from the age of 2 to 92, you'll be real comfortable coming to us, and you'll have plenty of things to do and experience.
Yeah, and it stood the test of time, Eugene, with the people who've been going, and I know you're in expansion mode at the moment.
Yeah, we just announced a $500 million investment, you know, over the next decade that Dolly and I announced at the beginning of last year, and we've been working hard on advancing our plans. And this year we opened the largest roller coaster in our history. Dolly and I just did it on May the 12th, 2023. And it's called Big Bear Mountain. And it's so much fun. And it's over over three quarters of a mile long, so it's a tremendously long experience. But what's really fun about it, the rider height's only 39 inches, so a very tall four-year-old can ride that ride. And I've seen plenty of grandparents coming off that ride with their grandkids, so it's really a fun opportunity for the entire family to have fun. And that's not the only big thing that we have coming up. In October, we have our second resort, Heartsong Lodge and Resort, getting ready to open up for booking for guests. And, you know, for that hotel, it's a little bit different than our first one, Dreammore Resort and Spa. And it's a very lodge-like experience. It has beautiful outdoor patios that the guests can enjoy. And we've doubled the size of our outdoor pool area compared to our first resort. So we've really learned a lot of valuable lessons in how we're approaching the second one that we're building.
Yeah, that sounds amazing. Amazing plans for the future, Gene. How did you end up president of Dollywood? I know you worked in other resorts. How did you get into the industry?
When I was studying in college, my undergraduate degree is in culinary management. And as a good Irish Catholic family, I'm kid number 7 of 8.
Mm.
So you can imagine paying for college if you're a parent of 8 children is going to be pretty tough to do. So
yeah.
In order for us to go to college, we had to fund our own way. So I started running a funnel cake building while in college at a theme park in Richmond, Virginia called King's Dominion. And I fell in love with the industry, and I never left. And it has been great fun. Now, it's a really big industry, but it's also kind of a small network of people that have the skill set to run a resort, to run a water park, and to run a theme park. And because of my career and what I've done, I was running revenue for the Six Flags organization prior to becoming the third president of the Dollywood company. So I've been in the business a really long time, and it's just been a lot of fun to work alongside Dolly Parton and the Hershen family, and to really focus on doing good for the communities that we live and work in. And it's such a, you know, it's such a blessing to be able to work alongside a Dolly Parton.
Yeah, I was going to ask you that next, Eugene. I mean, what is it, do you think, about Dolly that has her, so successful, so well known, loved and followed by so many people across the world? She's obviously been an actress. She's a huge philanthropist, I know. And there's the songs, of course. What is it about her and her personality that seems to come true in terms of what she set out to do in her career and what she's achieved over the years?
You know, I think there are a few words that come to mind really quick. She's such a genuine human being, and I think when you have an opportunity to sit down and talk with Dolly, you'll realize very quickly how genuine she really is. It drew me in to work with her. You know, I serve as the president of the Dollywood company, which is the profit side of our business, but I also serve as the treasurer of the Dollywood Foundation, and that's our nonprofit center, a 501(c) in the U.S., where we can do good across the world from the profits that we earn on the profit side of the business. And of course, you probably are well aware, one of the things that Dolly is most proud of is the Imagination Library. And it's just a fantastic program that she developed to honor her father. He was illiterate, you know, during the time when she was growing up, and she wanted to make sure that other people weren't that way. So she started this idea that she was going to help parents and kids spend time together and learning to love reading. So she sends books out to kids all over the world from the ages of 0 through the age of 6. Every month she gets an individually wrapped book out the door at a warehouse just a few miles down the street from where my office is on campus. And it's such a neat thing to be able to see. we just crossed over a really big milestone for her. We gave away our 200th million book recently for the Imagination Library, which is an unbelievable feat if you think of that. And another neat fact is we're the largest book distributor in the world.
That's incredible. Absolutely incredible.
Yeah, so it's, you know, being able to do things like that, you know, in an environment, you know, such as making families happy and being able to spend time together, you know, as a unit, but also get a chance to do good around the world. It's such a unique opportunity that I have now, you know, towards the end of my career to get a chance to do these things. It's a lot of fun. People don't realize, but we give 3/4 of the operating budget for our food pantry in Sevier County that serves over 3,000 families a month. And that's just another example of a way that we get a chance to give back to the communities that we're working in. Of course, you may or may not have heard, we recently announced a new program called Grow You, and that's where we're 100% paying for college tuition for anyone who's working part-time for us at the resort. We have over 3,800 people that work with us to deliver the day on our campus, and all of them have an opportunity to sign up and receive a free college education, no strings attached.
Yeah,
which
that's
is
pretty amazing.
Another example of Dolly giving back, you know, to the people that are from Sevier County. But, you know, honestly, we have people that work for us from all over the world that get a chance to participate in this program. And the Hershen family is just another beautiful example of doing that. They support that in a very big way across their entire organization, not just at Dollywood Parks and Resorts. So it's a real fun example of giving back to the people that you have working with you.
Yeah, and that, using that, is that why you've supported Dolly Day? They're raising money for very worthy causes here in Kerry, and Dolly's donated 2 nights accommodation, you know, in her personal tour bus as part of it, and you're coming to support it personally as well. Is that part of the reason, I suppose, you like the idea?
Yeah, in my heart, I know how much cancer has impacted so many families, you know, across the world. And, you know, for me personally, my father died of stomach cancer, and I've had a sister, you know, pass away of adrenal cancer. And it it has a personal sort of touch in my mind when I hear, you know, about the cause of helping families that are going through this. So it touched my heart, and I ever have a real problem saying no to really good causes such as this. And I can't wait to come over and see it. I thought that, you know, spending a couple of nights on the Dolly tour bus would be a great way to raise funds for, you know, for this cause, because I know how popular Dolly really is, you know, in your country. And I thought it would be an easy way for someone to be able to benefit from a really fun and great experience coming over and spending a few nights on Dolly's bus. And then I promised to take real good care of them when they are here at Dollywood Parks and Resorts for their, you know, for their stay. We're giving away some tickets to the theme park, and then giving away some tickets to the water park for the winner of the auction. So it's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah.
And I'm just so honored to get a chance to help with it.
Well, listen, Eugene, thanks very much for getting involved, and good luck with it. And we look forward to welcoming you here to Kerry. And thanks for taking the time to talk to me this morning about it.
Such a great chance to meet you too. And I can't wait to see everyone real soon.